City Manager Kevin Treese from the mighty city of Dewey. And how you doing today?
Just fine, thanks.
Well, great. It's great to have you on board. Great to have you in studio. And Dewey, of course, just came off a big weekend here, the Western Days. That was something else.
We had Western Heritage Weekend. We also, this last weekend, we had Indian Summer.
Uh-huh.
Was held in Dewey this year. And that was hosted by Giz at Heritage Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And special thanks to her for hosting that event. But that was a great event.
I got to tell you, you got a lot of things going on there in Dewey that are just really fun for the entire family. And, you know, it's such a welcoming community, too. And if you live in Bartlesville, it's just a short drive. I think, you know, a couple of paces to the north, you're there.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a very, very, very attractive community, too. But I understand that we've had everything from the talk of truancy enforcement to other ordinances that need to be enforced. I want to kind of get in on this truancy thing. When you think of a city council or you think of a city ordinance, truancy from school, how'd that come together? Because that just seems like it should, but it's a different fit.
Well, first, you know, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Got to solve the problem.
Got to solve the problem. Our school resource officer, Sergeant Jimmy Gray from uh-huh. the Dewey Police Department, he come to our chief, Mike Shea, with this issue and a solution. They drafted a municipal truancy ordinance, and we brought it up to discussion with our city council. Our chief was in support of it. We brought it back, on our next meeting, but we had visited with the superintendent,
mm-hmm.
and they were also in support of us enacting this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a tool for the school, for the school resource officer. And it's sad to say that, you know, it's to get people to get their kids to school between the age of 5 and 18.
How hard is that?
It shouldn't be that hard. But
I raised 6, and I'm not exactly a Rhodes Scholar. I mean, so.
And, you know, the sad thing is Jimmy had reported to the city council at the time when it was just under discussion that if that ordinance was in effect at that point in time, there would be 30 students already in violation of that ordinance.
Wow.
And so, like I say, this is not against the students. It's directed to their parents. Get your kids to school. I mean, they deserve an education. You know, the school needs, they need attendance.
Mm-hmm.
So it all, comes back down to funding. Yeah. And, and funding creates a good education.
Yeah, for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I get that. I just don't know where a non-value assessed education came from, but that does happen.
And no form at all is it in regards to the revenue for a ticket or anything like that. It starts out at $50.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the first offense, second offense, I think it raises to $100, and third offense it's $250.
Now, that might sound like an ouch, but the thing is, like you said, it's not about putting money into the cash box. It's about, introducing kids to education and turning out productive students and productive human beings upon their graduation day.
It's all about the children.
It's all about the kids. Now, let's get back to the adults here, because we've got a thing that, it caught my eye last time I was up in town. I thought, well, maybe I just got on the wrong block or something, but there's been an invasion of campers and trailers and boats and junk vehicles apparently in the town. And,
yeah, everything.
And I don't want to make light of it because some folks see that as a treasure, and others don't see it that way at all.
Yeah, it's all about property management and property enhancement, and it's mostly about respect to your neighbors.
Yes.
What you do to your property affects, your neighbor's property values. Mm-hmm. And campers, we have a zoning ordinance that mm-hmm. allows trailers under specific circumstances and conditions to be located within a residential district.
Mm-hmm.
However, you're not supposed to live in them.
No.
In order to live in a camper, it's supposed to be in a rightfully zoned area, uh-huh. Approved for that. within our residential districts and commercial districts, it's not allowed. Code enforcement will be, knocking on people's doors. They will be receiving letters. It's just the way the rules and the ordinance is written out.
Now, you mentioned at the town hall meeting that you're going to visit some of the different ways different communities have handled this situation via ordinance. You made any headway on that yet?
Yeah, we're looking at several different cities and benchmarking our ordinance off of it. Our ordinance needs probably tweaked just a little bit. And so we're going to be looking at that probably in the next few meetings and taking that to city council to look at getting approved and enacted. So
some positive things. It looks like business is doing pretty well in town.
You know, speaking of that, sales tax, we were up 13% in September.
And hot dog, how you like that?
But on the turnaround, this month we're about 13% down.
So it evens out, huh?
Unfortunately, Oklahoma municipalities, we rely on sales tax.
We do. We really do.
And we're the only state in the nation where municipalities, that's our sole revenue.
That is it.
And other services. But we don't receive property tax unless it's a millage for a bond or something like that. But like I say, we're the only state in the nation that does that, and it makes it hard. It's the sales tax around here. It's like a roller coaster, you know.
Yeah.
If you're up 13%,
I was going by last
down,
month.
Yeah, you're down 13. Because I just got the numbers yesterday, and I wasn't too happy with them. But you know, that's the importance of shopping local.
It is.
We encourage our residents. Mm-hmm. We encourage Bartlesville. Everybody should shop their communities. Mm-hmm. It's great importance. That money provides service to you and in so many different ways, fire, police, your utility departments. I mean, it's definitely a need.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand, didn't we have a couple of businesses or at least one big one, bigger one, trying to expand over this past summer into this year, like RV or something like that, Bell? Wasn't it Bell that tried to do that? I'll get back to it here in a little bit here because I'm having a sometimers moment here, and I apologize.
We've got a lot coming up, though. We've got the Blues Festival is this weekend.
Yes.
It is going to be held indoors this year due to the predictions of the weather Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So, but we've also got Two Friends in Junk. At the Dewey Fairgrounds also.
Yes.
And so that's this Friday and Saturday also.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think November 2nd, we have the Dewey Swap Meet will be downtown and a few of the streets will be blocked
for
that Saturday.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And, of course, the weather, I'm just saying, as a meteorologist retired, it's looking good.
Let's hope so. This next Monday night, though, the Dewey Fire Department and the Dewey Neighborhood Watch Committee are having a CPR class at the Dewey Library.
Good.
If you want to attend that class, I think spaces are limited.
Mm-hmm.
You need to call Kay at 918-440-8801 for reservations, and it's $20 is the cost for that to get you certified in CPR.
But the education you get is priceless.
Oh, yes.
You will not know. You think, oh, okay, well, fine. Let's go. Let's get trained up. And you never know when that's going to come in handy. It's usually the least, you didn't even see it coming. And suddenly you're in this situation and those skills do come back to you. They are triggered upon you when you need them. I've seen that in action a few times. And like I said, $20, hey, for what you're going to learn, you're going to save a life someday. You may be put in that position, and it will be up to you. You might as well at least have the tools and the training up in the old noggin to be able to act on it.
I hope they fill that class up, and
I hope they
have another one.
I do, too, be quite honest with you, because sometimes when loved ones or maybe even a stranger falls into a situation where they need help of that nature, sometimes help could be minutes away, and you're right there, and seconds count when that happens.
Yes,
they do. So, and how can they do they sign up in advance or do?
Like I say, get a hold of Kay.
Kay, right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I say, I'll give you that number again. It's 918-440-8801.
Mm-hmm. What else we got going on up there in the mighty city?
Tons. A big event coming up is our trick or trunk.
That one
on Halloween.
Yes.
And And that's where our downtown gets bombarded by many children, sometimes thousands.
Oh, man.
Visiting our neighborhood businesses, and they walk the streets, and we block off downtown for the children.
You know, that says something about a community where you can still do that.
Yep.
And people feel comfortable doing that.
And it's not only for children. We have a lot of adults participate in it, too.
I bet you do.
So that's all right.
Take a zero bar. Yeah, okay. Now. Not that you can be picky, but yep. I mean, I'm just saying. Yep. You see a chubby guy coming at you with a beard, it ain't Santa Claus. Tom looking for a zero bar.
That's cool.
And if anybody has any questions or comments about the city's goings-on, how do they get a hold of you there?
They can contact me at City Hall, 918-534-2272. Mm-hmm. Our website in www.cityofdewey.com is an easy way to contact us. So, like I say, we love to hear feedback. We love to, know what the community thinks, how we're doing.
Well, there's a lot of positive. There's a lot of great fun in Dewey. And you haven't been up there for a weekend. You're missing out because this whole latter part of summer, early part of fall has just been jam-packed. And as you mentioned, there's still a lot more to go.
A lot more to come.
And you talk about the Halloween. I'm about scared to ask about how Christmas goes because you probably can't pass the streets there. But that's a good problem to have now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a very good problem. Fill the streets up.
Now, one thing I've learned just being here for about 100 or so days is that when you go up to Dewey, you need to take your time because there are so many different homegrown shops, mom and pop shops.
Oh, yeah.
Visit them all, folks, will you? Because, they could use your business and the town can use the business.
Yep, come visit them. There's a lot of specialty shops up there. And, like I say, you don't know what's there until you get there.
Everyone's unique.
And it'll take you some time walking through them.
Yeah, block off a whole afternoon or maybe even a whole day because it will be worth your travel and it will be worth your time. And, you just don't find a stranger in Dewey, that's for sure. I was telling folks back, I come from near the Chicago area originally. I said, I went to some of these towns around here in Oklahoma, and they say strange things to you, like, "Hi, how you doing?"
Yes.
And they mean it.
They do mean it.
And it's not a prelude to a mugging. It's honest to goodness. Yeah. They really care. And very friendly. Very, very friendly. Well, I tell you what, it's been a pleasure meeting you for the first time here in person. I heard your voice a lot on the radio. And Mr. Treese, I hope we can see you a lot more often here in the studio.
We plan on being back every month.
All righty. Thank you very much, folks. And that's going to do it for today.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.